Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Honey production in the state has just about run its course for this season, and state Ag Department officials are still tallying survey results to get a handle on state production. This kind of information is beginning to be developed by the new state apiarist, Dr. Tammy Horn, and she feels like we've had a decent yield this year.
We think that for the most part, that beekeepers had a really good year. It was a kind of an off and on year because we had cold temperatures into May, but then once things warmed up in June and July, it seems like our fall flowers really helped increase numbers of honey pounds.
In her previous post at Eastern Kentucky University, Horn was instrumental in drawing a national beekeeper meeting to Richmond last month. She says the conference was excellent, and so, she says, is the opportunity for Kentucky beekeepers to expand.
The United States is the world's largest consumer of honey. We annually consume 400 million pounds of honey, but unfortunately our beekeepers are only able to produce 135 million. So it's that gap that I am hoping to position Kentucky beekeepers to fill that.
There are plenty of challenges for the industry, but building demand isn't one of them. They'll talk about that and other issues at the State Beekeepers Association fall meeting November 8th in Bowling Green. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Tammy Horn, state apiarist in the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, feels their office can and will be a growing source of information for those who wish to try beekeeping or expand current production. She feels the consuming public is ready for that growth.
Recent honey marketing research suggests that finally consumers are becoming a lot more educated about all of the products that they're buying, but honey especially. And so consumers are willing to pay more for honey, finally. And so it's a really good supplemental income for many people.
She says interest and numbers are growing. One individual, she says, this season produced some 22 barrels of honey.
And that's a little much for a lot of our average beekeepers. But by the same token, you know, we do see that the market is responding finally.
State apiarist Tammy Horn. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.